I'm John Osier with a coming off the bye and back in the groove edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Tom from Jacksonville writes, oh, our Joes just aren't that good. Should we expect any more out of them this year, or do we wait to reshuffle the roster? Well, Tom, by Joes you mean players. This is a young, developing roster, and we don't know yet how good a lot of these guys are going to be. So while there will be off-season additions, probably not a lot of major reshuffling. You've got to give guys time to develop. Chad from Jacksonville writes, say Zone, no video mailbag last week. What, you spend a week in London and start mailing it in? I mean, seriously, what do we got? What do we got? Now, Mark from Deerwood writes, John, just how big is it for this team to win a few games down the stretch? Well, it's big. The Jaguars have gotten better, and there have been times this season they've outplayed good teams for long stretches. That didn't happen last season, but you get the sense after the loss to Dallas that this team really needs to win. They need to see that improvement get results. Now, Jacob from Arlington, Virginia writes, why hasn't former celebrity singer John Davidson had more staying power? I don't know.
Love me forever.
Now, Ben from Section 101 writes, how would you grade the Jaguars' free agent signings so far this year? Well, about a B or a C. Dakota Watson obviously was a miss, and Toby Gerhart hasn't been quite as productive as hoped. But getting deeper on the defensive line was the major free agency focus. And there's no question that approach worked. Now, Dave from Mandarin, Florida writes, hey, Zone, sticking it to the man? No doubt!
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Now, Tom from Fernandina Beach, Florida writes, what do we need to see from Blake Bortles these last six games to know he's the guy? Well, you'd like to see improvement, and that means a few games with more big plays than mistakes. But whether you see that or not, we're not in crisis mode. Bortles was a year away from being ready to play. His critical time will come this offseason, and whether he looks better next season. Now, Patrick from Bishop Kenny writes, Ozone, best time in London?
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Now, Chad from Jacksonville writes, wow, pictures of Frangie and Logman playing catch? You really are mailing it in. Let me guess, you're closing this week's mailbag with a montage of selfies and you with a bunch of bearded guys in a London pub. Well, look, Chad, I don't know who you are, but I'm John Osier. I'm the Ozone. And in case you've forgotten or in case you never cared, that means, well, it might mean something. You call it mailing it in, I call it quality entertainment at a high level. I call it recharging the batteries and getting ready for the stretch run. What, I can't take a few days for me? I got kids. I had dreams. I've written the Ozone for like a million straight days. What am I, a pack mule, a machine? No, Chad, not me. I'm a man. I'm human. And no one, Chad, not you or anybody else who understands me can change that. You can't hurt me. No one takes down the Ozone. Chad from Jacksonville writes, you're closing with a bunch of selfies and you in a London pub, aren't you?
London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go. Get a funny feeling inside of me, just walking up and down. Londoner.